Welcome back to the Resilience Institute podcast today for episode 5, which I think has been planned to absolute perfection, with next weekend being Christmas and then obviously New Year's a few days later. So before we get into what I'm going to chat about today, just as a heads up, this is going to be my final episode for 2021 until early next year. I want to take a bit of a break after this big year so I can start fresh in 2022 with my move and some of the goals that I've been preparing for. And with this topic today, I thought it would just be a perfect time to get you thinking and enjoying your silly season rather than stressing about losing gains or putting on a bit of fat. The first episode next year, I'll be discussing goals and how to create ones that are actually yours and that aren't ones that have been influenced subconsciously onto you from either social media or other people. So be prepared for that one, because I think it'll be a great time around all of the bullshit New Year's resolutions and fads and programs you're going to see and gimmicks and diets that are going to be offered to you on social media especially. Along with listening to the mindset and processes episode, if you haven't, go back and listen to that, because I think that's probably the most important episode I have and will do in terms of striving towards your goals and actually trying to tick off things you want to do in life. So go listen to that, and then the goals one will also be awesome in combination. But for today and this episode, I just want to discuss the silly season. It's that period where we have our getaways, our family get-togethers, office parties, Christmas parties, and then obviously Christmas, Boxing Day, New Year's, and it's everyone's favorite time of the year. And if it's not, turn this podcast off right now, please. I want to avoid you. I'm just kidding. But seriously, if it's not, there's something not quite right with you. It's also the time of the year when people tend to put on those extra couple of kilos, or their regular exercise routine, they chuck that on pause. The way I want to chat about it today is that as much as we strive to be, it's important to know that nobody is perfect. Yes, you who are sitting there in your car or in your bed or walking, whatever you're doing, you. As much as we strive to be, it's nobody's perfect. And I'm going to say this one, maybe two or three times. So listen, chasing perfection itself is actually a negative experience. I'll say it one more time. Chasing perfection itself is actually a negative experience. And this is because if you are always chasing perfection, what happens is you are never satisfied with how you look or how you feel or how you move. And it's a great example is when we talk about things like when people say there's always going to be a better version of your car, there's always going to be a bigger house, there's always going to be a sexier, better looking member of the opposite sex or same sex, or there's going to be a person with more money than you, or whatever it is. But the act of you always thinking about what you don't have or what you aren't doing or what you don't look like, that brings on a negative experience, because you are always saying, oh, I don't have this, I don't have that, I don't look like that. And chasing perfection becomes a negative experience because you're so caught up about what you don't have or what you aren't doing that you aren't grateful or appreciating what you do have. And this is where that practice of gratitude comes from. And I'm not going to go into that today, but just a few things like over the summer period and the holiday period, being grateful for the fact you can train and that you do have family and friends to socialize with. It's going to do much more for your mental health in particular, but also your physical health, than being strict to avoid the potential loss of strength or gain of fat. And once you realize this and you actually think about this, you're going to realize that getting upset or annoyed about putting on a couple of extra kilos or taking a bit of a break from training for a few weeks, it seems silly, especially in 2021. And the funny thing is, I actually talked about this last year thinking that 2020 would be the only weird year of our lives, but here we are. But with me saying that, I want to explain why it's silly to stress over this, apart from obviously the negative experience and what I just discussed. It actually takes a minimum of around 2 weeks or so of no training whatsoever to begin to lose muscle mass. And even then, it's a lengthy process. So theoretically, you could do no training from now until probably New Year's or the week after New Year's and not lose any actual muscle mass. The fact you do train, if you do during that, and that's your choice, will mean you won't lose any muscle mass at all. You may feel weaker, you may feel puffier or fuller or skinnier or whatever it is, but this is purely because A, in terms of strength, it's because you haven't been lifting heavy weights, so it's a bit of a shock to the body. It's like, what's this? I haven't done this in a couple of weeks. But you haven't actually lost absolute strength. And then in terms of feeling fuller or puffier or skinnier or heavier or whatever, it's purely due to less glycogen and water being stored in your muscles because you haven't been moving them and using them like usual. But the actual muscle mass itself doesn't decrease. And the same goes for fat gain. It actually takes a lot of calories over a consistent period of time to gain fat. When you think about it, if you eat extremely healthily and you're in a big calorie deficit for a week or so, that doesn't give you abs and make you look awesome. So I like to ask people, why do we think that doing the opposite is going to ruin your abs or make you look really fat or put on all this weight? Because just because you eat unhealthily for a week or two, it doesn't mean you're just going to go in the opposite direction and get fat and not look good. And when you think about it like that, you realize, oh, it's actually a little bit silly. And there's a principle in health and fitness, but also in life and everything. It's called the 80-20 rule. And there are heaps of variations to it that I like, and you can apply it to pretty much everything in life. And it's how I like to navigate the silly season for clients of mine and friends and family that are either extremely motivated and really want to keep pushing with their goals, or the other ones who are worried that they're going to lose all their progress. And it's the application in this scenario can help minimize feelings of guilt and improve your enjoyment while still keeping on track with your goals. And during the holiday season, this is how that 80-20 rule would apply. So as long as 80% of your plan towards your current goal is in order and consistent, then the 20% where you deviate from that, i.e. eat a bit shittier or don't track your calories or you don't train as much, will literally do you no harm. And it's a common belief that if you do indulge or you miss a few sessions, your entire physique or fitness or strength progress is just going to go down the drain. But like I said before, with the muscle loss and the fat gain and what I just talked about, it's actually impossible. So as long as you're eating healthily, so let's say daily calories roughly are in check, you have a balanced diet and you're training consistently 80% of the time, so weights and you can do a bit of cardiovascular, whatever your goal is, that 20% where you do enjoy the piece of cake or you miss a workout or you sleep in or you don't train or whatever, it's not going to derail your progress. And I want to give a few quick tips to navigate the silly season if you are worried about your progress or physique and want to keep consistent that 80% of the time. But in saying that, remember, even if you do stop training and you eat like shit, you aren't going to lose much progress, if at all. And once you get back into the swing of things next year, it's not going to be long before you're back at your goal weight or strength or whatever. So first tip based around training, plan your training to be short and sweet over the holiday season. So get in, nail the basics, work at a high intensity during your session, so minimize rest, and get out. This will help motivate you, knowing that all you have to do is get in, get out, and you're not going to be spending half your day training. The high intensity, so you can either increase the weight amount of load and weight in an exercise or getting a sweat up and working really hard with minimal rest. This can not only be great mentally to help minimize that feeling of guilt felt by the extra food and alcohol and stuff like that, but it can also stimulate a high amount of muscle motor units, and it can help maintain your cardiovascular fitness. The higher the intensity we work out, the less volume we have to do. And then as a third part, getting the primary work completed over the break. So if you just get in and get out and do the basics, it's going to minimize the shock to your body in January when you get back to your consistent routine. So high intensity, increase the weight, get in, get out, minimize your rest, and you'll be sweet. And then in terms of diet, so think your Christmas parties, your Christmas, New Year's, Boxing Day, whatever, my opinion, just freaking enjoy it. Eat what you want, have a drink. It's the one time of the year you're going to mainly socialize with a lot of your friends and family. So just enjoy it. Like, we're humans. We're not meant to be these rigid machines that do everything and tick every box. We need to actually enjoy things. Like, what's the point of training all the time and training hard and working hard if then when there's the one time of the year you can let your hair down and relax, you freak out and worry that you're going to lose everything? Like, it doesn't work like that. Enjoy what you're doing. Enjoy what you eat. But again, if you insist on trying to be good during this time, I've got a couple tips. If you know you're going to a party or an event, try to eat high-protein meals and drink as much water as possible during the day before the event. Not only will you increase the fullness in your stomach because proteins are keeps you fuller for longer, but you'll also maintain your hydration, and that will also increase the fullness in your stomach and will help avoid snacking or overeating. So instead of going and having one piece there, if you're really hungry and you haven't eaten all day or you haven't had much protein or water, you're going to be a lot more likely to have three pieces of cake instead of one, or keep snacking and nibbling at all the snacks. Whereas if you're already full, you'll come in and you might enjoy one piece and a big meal, and that's it. Also, try to consume less calories in other meals before the event. So if you know you're going to be eating big meals and treats, don't then have a big breakfast as well and a big lunch as well. Have a little bit of discipline of, okay, I won't eat much now because I know I'm going to get all my calories later. Like, we're humans. We're not going to starve to death for 6 hours before a party. You can have a little meal or nothing, or just some water and a bit of protein. And this will help minimize the calorie surplus that you're in, even whilst enjoying your food at the party later. And it's not like, I'll be the first to say it, it's not going to be easy to limit yourself if that is your goal or to keep on track. Like, if you're anything like me, I'm going to have my nonna telling me to eat a fifth helping of lasagna, and then she's going to say, have this dessert and have this biscuit. And when you're with family and friends, like I said, just enjoy it. You don't want to look at your grandmother and say, no, I can't have that because I'm scared I'm going to put on 36 grams of fat. Like, when you think about it in the long term, it's a bit ridiculous. You look back in 20 years, you're like, did that extra piece of cake really matter? So that's it. So there's a few tips and something that you can think about in terms of this silly season. But before I go, I just wanted to say... if you've been following me for more than the last few months, so in the last year and a half or so of resilience, or even if you're new here, I just wanted to say a huge thank you for all of the love and support that you've shown, whether it's shares or messages or likes or even just viewing my stuff on Instagram or listening to me. I genuinely love what I do, and it's thanks to people like you who allow me to do what I do for a job and a career. So a huge thank you. I really appreciate it, and none of it goes unnoticed. And I hope you have a wonderful holiday with your family and friends. Stay safe, enjoy the break, and appreciate the fact that you just made it through most likely the equal second hardest year of your life now, including 2020. So thank you, stay safe, enjoy the break, and just let your hair down and relax. Signing off for 2021, I'll see you next year. Haydos.